Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. What kind of take off? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low. I've been new. I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's great, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold expressing, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle. Staying down got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it. Really from city to city. State to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming. They know I'm a blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions. I flip it for sure. I took some losses, it cost me chances. I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot. Fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K. I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealous in every, got no boy hating on the low, but I been new. That they were hating on the low, I see through all that fake light window. But I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re up with that re up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We get real money over here, nigga. It's Canada Gang, nigga. I'm fresh out.
What? Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
Hey everybody, what it do? Hey, we are back at it again. Do you understand me? Welcome, my awesome South co-host, Mo Beans. What it do, boy?
Yo, what up, Black? What's up, world? What's up, people? Another edition, Real Talk. You know how we do every Sunday night, you know what I'm saying? Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and Mo Beans. Bring you the rawest topics, adult topics, and just, you know, chopping up and, you know what I'm saying, just having just good conversation. Welcome to the show.
Man, listen, we was off last week, and y'all was pumping last week, man. Salute to the USA, the great USA, for being number one.
Of course.
United Kingdom is number two, okay? United Kingdom has been moving up, man, like crazy.
England, man.
You know, Canada dropped to number five. So
damn,
I was
Canada's
like,
good. Toronto,
yeah, I was like, oh, Canada dropped. But guess what? United Kingdom, salute, man. We appreciate you guys. Continue to tune in. Tell a friend and another friend. You never know. We might be in the UK.
Australia
is number 3.
Yeah, man. Italy. English-speaking countries. Okay,
Italy,
then we got Italy creeping in there.
2.
What up, Italy?
I'm sorry,
AKA
number 4.
Rome?
Nah, look, I'm not even counting right. Italy is number 4, and Canada is number 5. So salute to everybody that made the top 5 countries tuning in. Man, y'all doing y'all thing, man. We really appreciate you guys, man. And UK is showing out. Yes.
Okay.
Oh, man, so a lot to catch up on.
Yeah, we got a lot to catch up on, definitely.
What did I do with this show here again? I could have swore.
These notes, we're going to get you.
Oh, there you go. I was like, wait a minute. Now, I could have sworn I did. Okay, it's been a week. So, salute to Between Us Girls. They actually dropped a 2-part interview with me this week. Between Us Girls, they're on Instagram, and they have a page on Facebook, an actual blog. Salute to them.
How was
getting
it? Put me on.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I put it on my social media pages, the links to the actual interview, so you can tune in. It was an awesome interview. It's an awesome experience. It's always amazing talking to her. She's such, you know, she's love and light, you know. We were talking about some of everything under the sun. So make sure you guys tune in and check out that interview. Both dropped. One dropped Tuesday, the other one dropped Thursday. So kudos to that. Still working. Gosh, what else did I mean? Oh, my God, it was just so much. Yeah, I'm just getting a lot of personal things situated, guys. So keep in mind, over the next 90 days, there are going to be some shows that I'm not going to be able to be on. And some I will be on, but I will be on very late. I thought it was 30 days, but they told me on Friday, 90 days before I could
90 day fiance.
Change my schedule. So I got a promotion, and it came with a very nice raise. And it just, for right now, it's you know, some Sundays I have to work. This Sunday I did not because I was just transitioning. But going forward, some Sundays I'll come in on the last 30 minutes. Some Sundays, you know, I'll be in 30 minutes into the show. It just all depends. You know, we did have the option to record the show earlier that day, still on Sundays. You know what I'm saying? So there are still options just in case, you know, you don't want to be on here holding the show down by yourself for the next 90 days.
We're going to figure it out. You know what I'm saying? You know, everything happens for a reason, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's an opportunity to, you know, to remix some stuff, and you know what I'm saying? So, you know, let's see how it goes. I'm just let it play out, you know what I'm saying? Like a flower, let it bloom, you know what I'm saying? So,
we can do it still on Sundays, but, we can do it Sunday in the daytime, so when they do get here, they'll still have it that night. We could change the day all together, you know.
Yeah.
It's several options, but right now, we're going to stick with this Sunday night, you know, shebang. And if it becomes too much for good old Mo to hold down, then, of course,
we'll start doing
another day or doing it earlier or whatever.
Yeah, we definitely we want the show to be dope, you know what I'm saying, no matter how we do it. So, you know what I'm saying, people, you know what I'm saying. So, speaking of that, so, you know, next week, I guess, starts it. So I'm going to introduce one of my homeboys, like, you know, just in conversations that we've had, you know, over the past year and stuff like that. I always refer to, like, you know, a lot of times I get my topics because I got I got a chat group, you know what I'm saying, and on IG and Instagram with a couple of my homies, and we call it Bunker 31. So one of my probably most outspoken fellas there, his name is My name is Bravo. You know what I'm saying? So he'll be making his debut on the show, you know, next
look
week.
At
you know what I'm saying?
Just look, look,
yeah,
look. Put him in the paint.
In,
he going hard.
Yeah, so, you know, it'll be a cool convo. And, you know, it's probably be an extended chop up, but we're going to figure it out as we go. So, you know, I definitely got some things up my sleeve. So,
all
gonna keep
right.
Alive,
let's see that. That's why I say he's the Awesome Sauce co-host, okay? He's my Awesome Sauce co-host because he figured it out.
Yeah,
but, you know,
it
was just one of those things where I was like, hey, listen, Mo.
You got to get to that bag.
My schedule got changed around a little bit on me. But the money is good, y'all. The money is really good. So, you know, you have to do what you got to do for the time being.
Make sure you hold, you know what I'm saying? You got to hold it, you know, make sure you hold it down. So I got you. I respect that.
Right, right. Mo was like, hey, what I need to do, you know. So the topic for tonight is Mo topic as well. Because I actually thought I had to work tonight, but I did not. Mm-hmm. It starts next week. So, I mean, you know, a lot of personal shit. You know what I mean? I'm in the process of moving. And
yeah, so, you know, how was your week?
Getting some things done. Oh, yeah. They stole my car. So last week, when I found out my car was gone last Friday.
That happened to me
last Friday, I was doing a lot of things getting situated. So here's the thing. There's no such thing as accidents or coincidences, and everything happens for a reason. I'm in a stage in my life where I was, you know, ridding myself of the old and bringing in new anyways.
Facts.
I did speak to you a couple of shows back, and I was saying I'm about to redo my house. And so I started that process. This thing, you know, I'm waiting to move, but this is like I didn't want to just get any furniture, you know. I wanted to get what I wanted.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And so I started that process.
Vision.
And in the middle of this process, some of the things had to be custom built. So I was able to start
like
getting those things because by the time they're delivered, we'll be at the new place or whatever. But I started that process and then that happened. Now, I had a 2014 vehicle. My car had been paid off for about 11 months, right? And
this one is paid off too. Fuck.
Yeah, I had paid it off because I was just, you know, I was adamant that I didn't want any car payments and I had to make the decision. So I was like, I'm going to just pay it off.
Yeah.
So my car rolled exceptionally well. That car has taken me back and forth to Florida a million and one times. And so the first day for like 45 minutes, I was pissed. And then after that, I was like, hey, we're in the process of getting everything new. So this is just something else that had to be replaced. That's it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's just a part of my process, and I really wasn't in it last week, and I was just like, oh, okay, you know, I got to move some things around. So basically, you know, I was just like, all right, so I'm going to wait on getting the rest of the furniture, and I'm just going to go and replace the car. But then something else came through, and I was like, okay, so now I don't have to wait, you know. So for me, it's just really getting all of these personal things put together. You know, I live in a town where, you know, it's a lot of people that have money that live out here.
Okay.
And their kids have nothing to do. And so you have people that just come out here just to be out here, and then, you know, they have nothing to do. So they've stolen three vehicles that I know of, you know, from out here in 1 week.
We got to get that neighborhood watch jumping off.
Yeah, and it's not a bad area, though. That's the thing about it. But, I mean, I've lived in what we call a black area, you know, for years and never had these issues. So
what we call a black area. That's funny.
I'm going back to the black folks.
Okay.
I'm going back around my people, you know. But all of these things happened for a reason because, you know, I absolutely loved it out here and I needed to, you know, try it out and see what it felt like. And I was able to do that. So it was kind of cool and I like the area. It's just, you know, I need to move. So listen, my little time has been nothing short of work.
Yeah, it seemed like it was a a busy weekend, a busy week. Well, my week, you know, my week was pretty productive. I say it's balanced, and right now too, I'm just winding down. You know what I'm saying with the show. It's funny, no homo, but I'm still like Queer Eye for the straight guy. I think that's what that show was called. I never really watched it, but my wife, she be watching it, right? So, y'all know how I'm on my interior decorating type shit, right? So my biggest challenge has been doing my own place, you know what I'm saying, with my wife. So that's been like a battle of the sexes. But it's coming along, you know what I'm saying? Because my wife, you know, she kind of like to hold on to certain things. So, yeah, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, getting that together just opens up my thought process, you know what I'm saying, when I can get things just in the proper order. And, yeah, I'm just accepting all good vibes, and I just want to build off momentum, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's where I'm at. So, you know, you might hear some stuff in the background because my wife is still putting some stuff away as we get things together, you know what I'm saying?
Right. You getting it in. Getting it popping.
Thanks.
Getting it popping. Enjoying yourself.
Yep.
That's what's up. Surprised you ain't have more going on.
Well, for the week? Nah, that's just the one part. I mean, the other part of the week, close the deal, so that's always good. You know what I'm saying? Strong week on just the other interior decorating shit. You know what I'm saying? Putting, just making plays. You know what I'm saying? Making plays. And you know what I'm saying? Just
right.
Trying to, like, it on all cylinders. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, my week was cool. It had nothing to brag
you know
about
who
it, like that, but what's up?
I'm madly in love with right now. Bad Cop.
Who?
Bad Cop.
What's that?
A furniture place.
Okay, it's called Badcock.
Yeah.
I never heard of that. So how that spelled?
Let me make sure I'm saying it right, because you don't question.
Okay.
You don't make me question.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, put me on. I'm always open.
Yeah, you gotta check them out.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah. Badcock. Badcock furniture.
Badcock. Okay, that's just a funny name. But all right.
Like Badcock. Your head went somewhere else. But they got like a lot of upscale furniture.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? Because you know what? Furniture is like clothing. You know what I'm saying? It's all about, you know, finding little pieces here and there and making it work for you. And less is more. That's the one.
Well,
I'll put out there to the people.
With the whole furniture thing, y'all. Like, I'm redoing clothes. I'm redoing everything. We are going into a whole new decade. I do this, right? Every 4 to 5 years, I start over with all new furniture. If a person has been knowing me long enough, like, you know, like, you didn't came, and every couple of years, everything in my house was different. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I do. But this time, because we're going into a whole new decade, like, oh, my God, it's 2020. We're going to 2020. I just said, I'm going to do everything over. I didn't hold no punches. I gave a lot away. You know, I didn't hold no punches. I said, if I don't do it now, I'm not going to do it. I didn't expect the whole car situation to come up, you know, so that just really made me just pay attention and, like, I'm not going overboard. But, like, it's this bedroom set that I absolutely love from there. And the bedroom set is $2,500, right? And so to some people, that's a lot of money, right? That's a lot of money to me. Let's get this straight.
Yeah,
that is a lot of money to me.
I'm over here. I'm balling the budget over here, and I ain't scared to say it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to come up. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't about to be spoiled.
No, I am too. But this is what I'm going to share with you.
Go ahead. Put me on.
Like, income tax season, Christmas, all the holiday specials are running right now. Between now and March, April.
Black Friday's coming up.
Everything is on sale, right? Granted, I'm on a budget. I am. But I'm at the point in my life where I'm going to have what I want. and I'm not going to put anything in my house until I get what I want. So I was online, and I see this furniture place, and they got the package deal for $1,000. The two-piece living room set, three end tables, two lamps, a bedroom set, a bed, and a dresser and a mirror and a nightstand, and a little dining room table.
That's a good deal.
$4,000.
That's a little too good to be. That's a little too good to be true.
But listen, because you know what type of furniture you get, right? You get some furniture
get
that they done
for.
Got the wood. They done got the wood left over from pallets or something. You know what I'm saying? Real thin pallets. It's not quality, right? So I want quality over quantity. So.
But remember, remember though. I'll just say this, because you told me that you do like to change stuff up, so you don't want to splurge too much if you're going to be changing
but
it
no,
up the next few years.
Because this set right here is what I'm getting for when I get in my house. This is the ultimate set that I want to have. If I change it up after that, then great. But here's the thing. You change things up because they don't last. You know, when you get something and it don't last you, you know what I'm saying? You get something and the drawers fall out the bottom of it, you know. I had a bedroom set before. I paid $1,200.
You got to get the warranty.
Maybe
a lot of people be scared to get the
set.
Warranty, but you got to get that. You got to get this.
But the drawers were coming apart. The wood was like, you know, the wood was cute, but it was coming apart. You go spend $2,500 on a bedroom set. You're getting quality. Okay, you're getting quality wood.
Yeah,
you're getting quality everything. So, you know, the dining room set, you know, $1,000.
Yeah.
Why?
Okay.
It's a six-seater for one. But two, it's quality. You know what I'm saying? The living room set is $1,500.
Okay.
It's quality.
Yeah,
I remember I went and spent $600 on a living room set before. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that actually took me.
Yeah.
This is Georgia, man. They got warehouses.
I
went in the warehouse and got I went in the warehouse and got
North Carolina's where they got factories.
A living room set and a dining room set for $1,100. And then I went back and then I spent close to twelve. And then I got the bedroom set, and the bedroom set was like $1,100 or something like that, all from a warehouse, right? But I'm just like, you know what? I'm going to put some effort into what I want. So I ain't going to put nothing in my house until I get exactly what I want. You know what I'm saying? And that's just what it is. So that's the balling on the budget type. Yeah, I can go and spend $7,000 and be hurt, or I can wait. And see how this car gonna play out and then go get it. But yeah, I'm getting quality.
You know.
That's what matters to me right now. And you should get what you want when you're spending your own money. And then if you do it one time, you don't have to do it no more.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
I got you.
If you get it once, you ain't gotta do it no more. So here's my one time. Here's my one. So, the topic for tonight, Moo.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you explain this topic. And it's weird, right? Because somebody I know had just posted, like,
something similar?
A video about this. All week, he's been posting videos.
Okay.
About this.
Well, first off,
and
I want to shout out.
We'll get into that.
Okay, yeah. So, first off, I want to shout out my wife, you know what I'm saying? She'd be coming, I'd be like, yo, I need a topic, you know what I'm saying? Because I ain't know what we was kind of doing today, you know what I'm saying? I ain't know if I was going to do like I said, like an extended chop up or whatever. So I'm like, damn, I need a topic, you know what I'm saying? So the inspiration came from her. She was like, you know, I guess she was on her phone or something like that, and she came across a story where it was a Safari. You know, Safari is Nicki Minaj's former, you know, boyfriend or whatever.
Yep.
And then Erica Mena, she was on like Love and Hip Hop New York and shit like that, right? She done had a few different relationships and Safari, you know what I'm saying? Ever since he broke up with Nicki Minaj, I think, you know, because that's when Nicki was on top when he was with her. And then, you know, so he was catching bodies left and right just off his name, just like, oh, you know what I'm saying? You was taking down Nicki. So, you know, all the other females was like, okay, especially if they was trying to rap and shit like that, you know, so he was using that shit to his advantage. So I guess she was just like, yo, you know, they both got bodies on a record, but they didn't kind of found love. And, you know, I think they just had a baby and all that stuff. So, and she's pregnant. Okay. So, you know, that's where this
topic came.
So, Erica Mena is pregnant.
They married now.
So, they married now, but she's pregnant. So, she's married.
Yeah.
They got married recently, and then she's pregnant now. So, that's what I'm saying. So, they didn't found love. And after, you know, they both had a bunch of different other relationships. You know what I'm saying? They both have bodies on a resume, so to speak. So, you know what I'm saying? So that's where the topic came. So now, so for the people out there, so the topic, tonight's topic is, because this goes both ways. This goes for guys, girls, you know what I'm saying? But so I'm going to set it off like this. So the topic is, for men and women, at what point does having too many bodies make you washed up? And the other part is, when do you retire, or at least take a break, you know, from the whole phase? And the whole phase can be guys and females. You know what I'm saying? I think both genders go through their whole phase. You know what I'm saying? But how long will that last? Because we've had conversations like this before, especially, like, you know, I can see when you just build a family, y'all, you know, you're one partner and y'all having kids and you're going to kind of settle down. But if you ain't doing that, it's really kind of like sex is a sport. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, that's how it is. So when do you know when it's like, damn, you know what I'm saying? It's time for me to kind of chill. You know what I'm saying? So that's, you know, that was the basis for this topic. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So what you think about this topic?
It's a two-part thing to that, right? Because some people don't even believe in whole phases. Some people just live their life. I think that we have put
it became like a little title recently. I think
we have
like
put a title
kind of
on people living their life, you know? So for me, this is like how I feel. I feel like you do what you got to do. You got one life to live, and it's only your life to live it. So you can be approved, like myself, that completely shut down and don't have sex at all unless it's meaningful, or you can just be out here living your best life. Now, I don't judge anybody, whichever road they choose to take. If you want to be out here slanging wang, doing what you do. People don't really keep up with body counts anymore. I mean, if you probably not used to getting sex, then maybe you keeping up with your body count. But for the most part, I know people, you know, they don't keep up with body counts. They'll sit and give you a number and lie. But here's how I know that to be true, because look at the people that go to the club. The same girls that go to the club every single weekend, every single night, 3-4 times out the week. Do you really think that chick is going in the club and she only dealing with one person? No, are them homeboys and them bros that she know? It's because one night she was drunk and she let him smash, and she ain't open her mouth and say nothing, so she cool with him. You know what I'm saying? Like, people not in the club just to be in the club. And people not in the club just say, I'm working and I ain't doing nothing. I'm just working. And, I, you know, like, come on, man. Listen, I've been out here for a very long time. For me, I don't go to the club because it ain't nothing in the club for me, you know. I mean, I used to go to the club for free. But now it's like I went through my whole phase of getting paid to go to the club. So why the hell am I going to, you know, go back in the club for free? If I go out somewhere like that, that's because somebody paying for me to go out there, or everything
like
on them, and I don't have
shop
to pay a dime for it. But, you know, I don't believe in, you know what I'm saying, a whole phase, because it's just like somebody monitoring what somebody else is doing, living their best life. You know, let a motherfucker live their best life. Whatever it is that they feel is right or wrong, whatever they feel they can do or can't do, let them do it. So I just don't think that. Some people going through something in their life, and that keep their mind off of it. But the one thing that I talk about very candidly, right, is this whole celibacy phase that I went through. And now, celibacy is not a correction to your actions. You know, I want to explain that. You know what I'm saying? It's not a correction to your actions. What it does is it actually gives you time to mentally get your shit together. It gives you time to think about the wrong actions that you have made and clean them up. You know what I'm saying? It's not a patch to say, well, I fucked up, so I'm just not going to have sex at all. Because when you start back having sex, you're going to still do the same thing over and over again.
Also,
you
too, you
want
to make sure that the person that you're having sex with is worth it to you. You know what I'm saying?
You haven't addressed the issue. my celibacy thing was for me to really stop and get my mind together. But I said that to say this. The one thing that I've learned during, you know what I'm saying, this season of my life at this point is that you still need to catch your orgasm. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's with somebody or whether it's by yourself. Now, if you go based upon the Bible, anything that's good for you, the Bible tells you not to do it, right? When you learn your power, when you learn how to manifest, it's certain things that you should do. You should definitely catch orgasms. You know what I'm saying? You should definitely step into your power and do certain things. So this time around, whereas, you know, I ended up my celibacy where I wasn't touching myself. I just wasn't doing anything.
I just had pressure,
you know, backed up and involved on me. But now, it's not every night, very close to every single night, I masturbate. Why do I masturbate? Yeah. Just to take the edge off of me and to give me the power that I need mentally. Now, for me, I masturbate. But for other people, they can go out and just have sex, and that gives them the power that they need. The only thing that I can say is, you know, be safe about it, or, you know, be mindful about who it is that you're sleeping with. Just to smooth say, you know, he, you know, make everybody get tested. He make everybody get an HIV test before he sleep with them because he don't like using rubber, you know. People have different avenues on what they want to do, but sex is magic. So whether you need it for yourself or, you know, whoever it is, so, you know, you got to do what you got to do. I just don't feel like there's a such thing as a whole phase. I think, you know, growing up, you know, it was called that, but I just feel like people can live their best life and do whatever it is that they do, you know. The one quote you say, you single until you marry. So if you're not married, you know, who's to say that you got to only deal with one person? Who's to say you got to only do this or you got to only do that? You know what I'm saying? Like, it don't work like that. So I just don't think that, you know, a whole face or a body count matters this day and age because everybody doing them. You do have some people that act like, you know, they not doing this or they not doing that, and it does matter and so on and so forth. But I just don't, I don't believe in it. But what's your thoughts?
Well, all right, so I'm going to tell you another thing, too. Cause I was getting, the reason why when my wife brought it up, you know what I'm saying, certain things started coming to my mind. And I was like, okay, maybe you got something with this. And I'm kind of like you. There's no judgment here. This is just strictly a topic of conversation for people to analyze, you know, maybe themselves and just like, okay, well, you know, let me, I never thought about it like that. So another thing, too, like I told you, when me and my wife, we relax and we chill together, we like to just, you know, watch our show. You know what I'm saying? We typically like reality shows. So it was another reality show that kind of, my wife, I remember she touched on something too. And I was like, I never thought about that. So, and it's, so I don't know if anybody out there familiar, but it's this show called Black Ink Crew. You know what I'm saying? They got, now it's, they start out in New York, they got a Black Ink Crew in Chicago, and now they got a Black Ink Crew Compton. You know what I'm saying? So we're watching right now, the one that's going on is Black Ink Crew New York, which is the original one, right? So there's this dude on there, and, you know, shout out to the dude, Caesar, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's doing this thing, entrepreneur type show, opening up mad freaking tattoo spots. But he's got a cousin. His cousin is named Ted or Teddy, right? So his cousin, you know what I'm saying, be kind of like using the fame to just smash, you know what I'm saying? So he be just smashing chicks, you know, every, like, new tattoo artist to come in, he be just taking them down, you know what I'm saying? Just strictly taking advantage of his, I guess, you know, little celebrity to be got. So my wife was saying, and then he's got a certain aura about him that just kind of changed a little bit. I noticed it because I've been watching the show for a while now. So anyway, long story short, the point I'm trying to get to was it was this one point where one of the chicks he used to smash in the shop started smashing this other dude that worked in one of the other shops, and he got pissed off about it. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, I don't know. He had just had a certain aura about him. And then my wife was saying, like, yeah, you know, like, he's got that kind of aura about him where you could tell he'd been with a lot of women. And it's just like, it's a turnoff. It's like a, you know, someone that might get turned on. Someone that might be like, damn, you know, he done been with so many women. I want to try it out. You know what I'm saying? Because he's just a ladies' man or something like that. But she was saying that, you know, he just looked like he just ran through and worn out. You know what I'm saying? And that got me thinking. I'm like, I never thought about it from a dude's perspective because, you know, for guys, you know, a lot of times, you know, I'm real picky with who I choose, you know, hashtag happily married man, of course. But when I was out here, I always was kind of picky. It was always, you know, certain females that just, you know, got my attention that I just been attracted to. And, you know, like I said, there's no judgment on me as far as, like, you know, if you out here doing your thing, it's no judgment. You know what I'm saying? And if you're attractive, I might be trying to get at you. You know what I'm saying? Or if I'm attracted to you, you know, when I was in that phase or whatever, when I wasn't married. So I guess the point I'm trying to make is usually you can tell sometimes, you know, I can kind of start to, as I got older and was with different women, you can kind of see when a woman was kind of ran through. Because, you know, like, it's something towards like when a woman's like fresh, you can tell she ain't really, she been with some dudes, she knows she knows what she's doing in the bedroom, but you can tell it ain't just been ran through. You know what I'm saying? And she was like, nah, she was like,
right.
Through. You know what I'm saying? Like, so like a basketball player or a football player, you know what I'm saying? They done played mad seasons and like now they just they ain't got the you know, the moves like they used to. So so that kind of just made me think about it. You know what I'm saying? So, and then I thought about this. Two things that I'll say, another thing. So one time, I think I did have a situation with a female. And I was just like, you know, like the person just seemed, it just didn't seem like, you know, fresh. She like ran through. Like it just seemed like the, I don't know, like, you know, person was just weary, you know what I'm saying? And I think that's what can happen if you're not careful with, like, how many partners and sex you have. And that's why you got to be careful of diseases and stuff like that, because the person who that is, they might not even realize it, you know what I'm saying? If the person is having sex with that person, like, damn, especially if they was used to maybe having intercourse with somebody else and then they have sex with this person, they're like, damn, like, this ain't what I'm used to because you just seem – your body just seemed a little weary. It seemed a little tired, like you've been ran through. So that's what this, you know, got me thinking. So with that being the case, I think it is something you want to take into consideration because, you know, everybody loves, you know, you say it all the time. You're like, you exchange your energies with some people, you know what I'm saying? And if you're just out here a lot, you know what I'm saying, and you're just really not paying attention to that, that shit could happen, you know what I'm saying? And, you know what I'm saying? So, and then I noticed, and then the reason why I put the second part of the thing is like, when do you retire or when you take a break from the whole phase? Because I think, you know, it's not like your body is just always going to stay like that, especially if you're a younger person. You know, if you're older, you know, you just might be older and it's just, that's just what it is. Your body's just changing. But when you're younger and you get that kind of like ran through shit, that's something, you know, something is maybe like, damn, maybe I need to fall back a little bit. You know what I'm saying? You know, maybe I should like kind of chill, you know, go through like a little something just so your body can recover. You know what I'm saying? So I just thought it was an interesting topic because you never really think about that. And especially you never really think about it from the guy's side, because from the guy's point of view, it's always like, nah, he just, you know, it's always, you know, like, nah, I want to get as many as I can and take down as many women as I can. And you know what I'm saying? And it's just like, you know, I think it's something to kind of maybe think about. So, you know, I just thought it was a fascinating topic. So that's one part in reference to that. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? So because it is a certain thing, too, like I said, when you all have this, I know for me, when I was having sex a lot, you know, like I kind of felt like and it's good too. Like I'm saying, it's all about how you can control yourself. Because I remember, like, you start to feel a certain type of way. Like you just know, like I'm gonna fall into something else. You know what I'm saying? Like what's the next turn coming? You know what I'm saying? So, I just think it's kind of interesting. You know what I'm saying? So that's another part that I'll add to it. So what else?
Right, I get it. Mm-hmm. I get it. Yeah. I really do. You got to be mindful. You're right. You got to be mindful about who you're doing out here. Because if you're not mindful, honey, you never know.
Mm-hmm.
I promise you never know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
That's why I don't, you know. Even with me, I went through this little phase and I said, I'm just going to get me a cut buddy until
figure
out what I'm
going to
do.
Right? Instead of multiple, you know what I'm saying? You saying you was just going to get you one person that y'all, you know, friends with benefits or whatever the case may be. But it's not like it's multiple dudes at the same time. You know what I'm saying? In rotation.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah, I'm like, okay. I said that, you know, just because I know how people are, but I'm very open minded, so I can
okay.
I can speak on situations as they need to be spoke on. But for me myself, yeah, no, I can't do the multiple partners. That's just not my thing. I'm beyond that. You know what they say? It's above me now. It's above me now. I can't do it. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, no, it's interesting. And just, and not to shout nobody out, because I'll say one other thing too. Like, I wish Smooth was on here for this episode. I guess he must have took the night off or whatever, because, you know, would like to get his perspective on certain things. But another thing I'll say too, you know what I'm saying? Like, as far as like the adult entertainment, like I love adult entertainment. Like, I really do. Like, sex is a sport. I love it. You know what I'm saying? And I love black women. You know what I'm saying? So I love it. You know what I'm saying? I just love to check it. You know what I'm saying? But one of my favorite entertainers, I can tell when she was a little like washed. You know what I'm saying? And I like how she transitioned. And I don't know, whoever might be listening to this, I don't mean no harm or no ill will. It was just a, you know, perspective. But I think she got her shit together or whatever, or she knew when it was time. So I'm gonna just put this out there, like Jada Fire, big time fan of her. You know what I'm saying? I think Jada Fire is a GOAT, you know what I'm saying, one of the greatest of all time. She's, you know, a Hall of Famer, you know what I'm saying, as far as the adult game. But it did get to one point later in her career when I just think that it just seemed a little like she just had caught too many bodies, you know what I'm saying, like to the point where, you know, especially then you got the young, and you know, I can transition in and maybe talk about how maybe it would be like in the pimps and the hoes type shit. I know you always say I was a pimp in a whole other life, but anyway, like Jada, like to me, at one point she got to a point where it was just too many bodies. You know what I'm saying? And I think she just, and then like I said, you seeing the young talent coming up and they just fresher and blah blah blah. And you know, it was probably like 2013 or 2012 when she was like, all right, you know what, I'm hanging it up. And she went out on, you know, on top. But I think she had already at that point kind of reached it where, you know, her scene just wasn't. It just wasn't like that no more. You could tell she just didn't have it. You know what I'm saying? She was like a. Like a football player or a basketball player that was like in his, you know, like LeBron right now, he's in his 17th season. Like, he's still going strong, but, you know, or like Carmelo Anthony now, you know what I'm saying? He just got signed to another team, but, you know, they veteran, Dwayne Wade, you know what I'm saying? He just retired with last year, you know what I'm saying? So I think she had reached her point, and now she's like, you know, retired, and now she's more invigorated now. You know, she looks, now that she took some time off from the adult industry, she looks like you can see that sparkle in her. You know what I'm saying? You can see that, like, what's that? Like, it's like a certain glow, you know what I'm saying, that came back now that she, you know, took a break or, you know, retired and she wasn't catching those bodies. So, you know, like I said, with these, what we do, real talk, you know what I'm saying? We talk about just some interesting stuff, but I never really seen anybody really approach this topic, especially from, like I said, like I'm just talking about from like a female perspective, but like I said, I tried to give you the case of the dude that I, you know, that my wife was saying, because I wouldn't check, you know, I don't be checking for no dudes or nothing like that, so I wouldn't know how a woman would see a particular guy, because, you know, women, it seems like y'all, you know, saying like, okay, you got your senses with your eyes and stuff like that, but you know what I'm saying? It goes deeper than that. When you meet somebody, like, it's a whole energy. You know what I'm saying? So I guess my wife must have saw some energy, even though it wasn't in person, just on the screen, like, nah, like, it's something about him that's like, you know what I'm saying? Where some other women might see that same energy and be attracted to it. So I just thought it was interesting. So that's my little synopsis. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be rambling, but that's that. Yeah. Yeah, Black, you still there? Black.
Oh, I'm thinking I'm talking and
I couldn't hear nothing you said. So
I'm sitting here talking the whole time with you and
yeah, I'm like, huh?
No, yeah. I really, really get it. And in that sense, I get what you're saying. Pinky
yeah.
is another one. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
Pinky
yeah.
came
right,
behind
yeah, see,
her.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. Let's take it back. Because I gave you my thing. Like, I'm a big fan of Jada Fire. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, touch on Pinky. Like you know, for the people out there. What you think
well,
about
like,
that?
Well, Pinky came in and, you know, she came in. In the game and then went on to her own production company.
Yeah.
And when she went to her own production company, like, you got to get these bodies yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
she was Pinky. So she had the epitome of, you know, being burned out. Jada Fire, yeah, I mean, Jada Fire, Pinky, they same level pretty much.
Yeah,
here's the thing with that. No matter how much you have sex as a woman, the one thing that you need to know, no matter how much you have sex, you can bring your shit back. You know?
Yeah, no, I see Jada Fire,
the thing
like,
about
if she came with another scene right now, people would be on it because, you know, she took that time
yeah,
off.
But I'm saying you can bring your vagina back. The thing about
yeah.
it for a man, and here's the opposite side. So, as they say,
okay.
men can sleep with whoever they want to sleep with, and then they, oh, he a king, you know, he a player. Women, she sleep
yeah.
with multiple men, she's a hoe, right? And, you
yeah.
know, I hit it all the time. But here's the flip side to that, what most people don't know. A woman can
yeah,
yeah. have 100 bodies on her. A woman could have 500 bodies on her, and she could still snap her shit back. You know what I'm saying? A man cannot. When a man has went through so many women, guess what happens? His penis no longer works. Your penis goes out. And a lot of times that's what happened in the industry. When a man has when you got to get hard on command, when you got to come on command, when you got to do all of these things
mentally,
no, and you got your penis gets hard so much,
fuck.
Your penis
yeah,
stops
right?
working. And a lot of men don't know that. You know what I'm saying? But that's why most men get out of the industry. Because their penis
damn,
no longer works. And then at that point, they feel like, okay, well, what is it? Is it women? And then that's when they start messing with dudes or whatever, whatnot. And, you know, it's pretty much the same thing. So a man can do too much when it comes to that. A woman, you know, when her hole gets big, all you have to do, well, I ain't going to say that, but we'll have some conversations on another show. A woman can bring
okay.
her shit back. So right now, like, my shit tight, like,
yeah,
a baby rubber band type. But that's just because I know what to do. You know what I'm saying? If
okay.
not it's time, listen,
type.
Let me tell you something.
What's
it was
up?
A time that I didn't know what to do, right? And this is a
okay,
whole
no,
true
story. That's why we're talking about this. This is
and
an interesting ass
when
topic.
I came off my celibacy run, I was like, whew, I ain't had sex, so, you know, I already know I'm good. But see, when you don't touch yourself at all, when you don't fix it
yeah,
and bring it back, right?
Bottle.
Your shit
like
be the same size it was when you stop fucking.
Right?
You don't get no tighter on
nothing.
It'll be the same size that it was. You feel me? After that, I learned, okay, you got to do X, Y, Z. I'm not speaking on Kegels. You know what I'm saying? I know the art of Kegels, but here's the thing about Kegels. If you walk around and you do Kegels all day, it makes you horny. What makes me horny? You know what I'm saying? Because you are pulsating. You know what I'm saying? Your vagina is pulsating, and then you get that feeling. So I used to be like, oh, I don't want this feeling unless somebody's here with me. And I learned to embrace the feeling and, you know what I'm saying, get myself
take
off.
Care,
you feel
yourself.
Me? And then it makes it that much better. But sometimes, like, you can get your stuff too tight, and you start getting muscle spasms down there, and it starts to hurt. You know what I'm saying? Because you,
oh, shit.
When you touch
yourself,
you ain't went so long. I'm experiencing that now. I'm at that stage right now. But that's why I was like, you know what? I was like, I'm going to get me a cut, buddy. And then I was like, yeah, no.
Because
you
got to
still think.
What's up?
My version of why I won't do it is different than somebody else's version of why they won't do it. So most women say I'm not having sex because these men ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? Or because, you know, ain't nobody trying to be in a relationship. I don't want it because I don't want the spirit that you carry with you. I don't want the spirit exchange because I know you probably doing what you got to do out there with these folks, and here I am exchanging, you know what I'm saying, spirits with you, and it ain't right. And then here you go, you around here depressed, and you don't even know why you depressed. Everything in your life is good, but you just depressed and upset and things not going because you sleeping with the devil. You sleeping with negativity. You got to stop doing that. So for me, the purpose is deeper than just saying, I don't want to sleep with such and such, you know, for whatever reason, because he ain't shit. No, it's, I don't want to exchange the soul ties.
I think it's powerful, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, now that I'm married and stuff like that, like, you know, it's powerful. Like, sex is definitely like a power, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, it's magic. It's no feeling in the world. Like, there's no drug that's like the drug of sex or orgasms, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I think especially now that I'm a more mature or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just, you know what I'm saying? Just like the other show that I, when I talked about, you know, when we was talking about the best positions and stuff like that and size a woman up, it's just like you just become, well, for me, you know, you just become. So, what am I trying to say? You can just, you just know how it would be. You know what I'm saying? And you can, you know, once you get to a point where you can kind of control yourself, where you just not out here, like, you know, trying to smash anything, and then, like, you know, you start, you know, because guys say this all the time. You know, guys put themselves in compromising positions a lot of times when they, you know, thinking what they, you know what I'm saying, with they man, you know what I'm saying, rather than just thinking a little bit more logical, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, once you get to a certain age of maturity, and like I said, you got to get this out of your system a lot of times. I definitely, you know, have my fun, and, you know, like I said, it never leaves you, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, you always going to do that, but now it's just more controlling, so, you know what I'm saying, you just know, all right, time is right, blah, 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 but I'm not going to just ever put myself in a compromising position, you know what I'm saying? It's not worth it to go all the way, you know, all out your way trying to do some shit, because it'll come back, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I just think this is a good subject, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, as a man, like I said, you want to get this out of your system, you want to get your body count up, you know what I'm saying? I guess, you know what I'm saying? Because you want to experience different women, you know what I'm saying? And you don't want to be that guy that wasn't experienced, and then now later on in life, you know what I'm saying, now you want to, you know what I'm saying, so you just, you know, it's a lot of different factors into it. So, like I said, I just thought this topic was fascinating, so I just want
to
shout out my wife for coming with it. But yeah, I mean, that's really all I got to add. I don't know, I mean, did you have anything else you wanted to, I guess, close it off with?
No, you ran it down. I mean, just in a nutshell, because I know you're going to get in a real famous chop-up, just in a nutshell, live your life. I mean, it's not a such thing.
Yeah,
like,
right.
For
no
women.
Judgment here, once again.
Yeah, it's no judgment. Live your life. If you're doing what you call a whole face, get it out. Listen.
Yeah, get out of you.
When I was young, when I was 18, when I was young, like, I lived my best fucking life. I shit you not.
Me both.
Like,
you and me
I
both.
Didn't care what nobody said or nobody thought, right? And so when I see women that's just not living their best life because they went to college and got married and settled down, and now they in their late 30s, early 40s, and they trying to, you know, regain that, I did it backwards, right? Because I felt like I wanted to live my life first, and now I want to settle down. I don't have a problem with settling down. It's just settling down, you know, being with the person that, you know, makes sense. You know what I'm saying? And me and my on again and off again situation, you know what I'm saying? It just kind of be like you learn to just let time take its course and let love play out in the manner that it's supposed to play out. You know what I'm saying? And not push it. So I'd rather just preserve, sit still, and let it be. Like even the person. The one person that I said, okay, I'm gonna just, you know, link back up with him and then just get some every now and then. I had one phone conversation with him and was like, hell no, I pass.
You know, and that's so funny. Like, hold on, don't lose your train of thought on that, because I think this is interesting too. Because people say that all the time. Like, when a woman is attracted to you, just don't fuck it up. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't fuck
it up.
Oh,
my God.
Like, you was ready. Like, oh, that's what we're talking about.
I was
like,
ready. I put it
buddy.
Out there. He was ready.
So,
but then he just, like, he
so
did the
it?
One thing
what,
that
what was it?
That
yeah.
I don't
what
really like.
Move
just
back.
What he be saying, like, he just be saying shit, like everything ends into goes into an argument. It's just so toxic. And that's what I got to stay away from, the toxic shit. And so in the one conversation, him being around people, it became toxic, and it just completely wiped out any desire I had for him. In one conversation, you was able to ruin, you was able to ruin something good where we could have just linked up, we could have did what we did, let it be that. Not now,
yeah.
It's just like, you right. I don't want no parts of that shit. Now. Let's just, you know, see this
yeah.
shit with it. I mean,
oh,
y'all can ruin it.
Yeah.
Y'all
no,
can
y'all
ruin
be,
it.
Y'all
especially
be about that life. Y'all be about that life.
With somebody
don't
like
mess
me.
It up.
Listen,
yeah.
Don't mess up. Listen, I'm focused on what I'm doing. No, I do not want to be in a relationship with you. I just need
yeah.
you to tighten up when I need you to tighten up. Let that be that. And the motherfucker ruined it in one conversation. He ain't heard from me since.
Wow, couldn't play his position.
You couldn't
man.
Even jump on board. You know what I'm saying? Like, you want to bring up my ex and this and I ain't saying nothing about him because me and the nigga might end up back together. We so off get on again. But what I am saying is, you had one job.
You
couldn't even
sell
the damn deal.
One job. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, just don't fuck it up.
So, fellas,
we could have got this. We could
have
had a little
agreement. Y'all be talking y'allself out of stuff, out of cooch these days. I'm telling you, these men are
yeah.
so sensitive that it is
talk
utterly
it.
Ridiculous. It is disgusting to me because I'm not. You know, these new millennials. I guess it's cute to them, but you know, I mean.
Yeah.
Sometimes y'all do too much, and I'm old school,
yeah.
and when you do too much with me, you just count your stuff out. Like, I'm not even attracted to these people, just the conversations that they, hey, hi, how are you? Good. What you doing today? Working? Oh, okay. You look good. Thank you. So
okay, this is something like
you single?
This is a texting conversation.
Yeah. You looking for somebody? Well, when you say that, you know, I'm open to it, but you know what I'm saying? It requires a lot. These motherfuckers ain't got nothing but some hard penis and bubble gum to offer you. You can't come and stand an hour in my shoes with what I got going on, the bills that I got going on, and the moves that I'm making. You can't
yeah,
do it.
I got you.
So why do I
so
want to
like...
go sit up under somebody that got nothing but penis to offer me? I've never had enough of that in my lifetime. You know what I'm saying? And so
yeah.
I have to also catch myself and realize that I can't make the same mistakes that I made prior to my celibacy because you can get stuck with something. And when you stuck, you stuck. You feel me? So, therefore, you know, no, if you can't bring that to the table off top, I don't need to talk to you. Cause guess what? I know I'm going to have to deal with your BS. I know I'm going to have to deal with the I'm coming and the I ain't dealing with nobody's and the, you know, finding out about this and that. If I know that all of this stuff that I'm going to have to deal with, I need you to just make it worth my time off TOP. Because, listen, I ain't like him. Listen, let me tell you something. You know how many people that try to holler at me on a weekly basis? Y'all all the same in one way or another. Y'all all come out to be the same goddamn thing. So, you know, I mean, no, I just don't really have time. Do you.
Man.
Live your life. No such thing as the whole phase.
Okay.
Be great at whatever
thoughts.
You do, but be safe at whatever you do.
Nice. I like how you end that. So, yeah, so that was tonight's topic. So yeah, that was some good conversation, man. So yeah, I felt that I had to, you know what I'm saying, some things I just wanted to touch base on and, you know, see what Black's thoughts was. And, you know, shout out to anybody that might have been listening and you know, felt some type of way or felt, you know what I'm saying, learned something or, you know. So shout out to that. So we about to get into the world famous chop up, you know what I'm saying? So this is my favorite part of the show. You know, this is a part for anybody that's new listening. It's a part of the show where I like to just talk my shit. So a lot of shit going on, especially we had a, you know, week off last week. So I had stuff that I want to talk about last week that I'm going to talk about this week. So let me see. I'm just going to run down a couple topics. Like, you got something you want to add, let me know. it's something that you know that I touch on and you want to talk about it, let me know. All right, so first off, let me get into T.I., man. So T.I. got in a little bit of, like, I guess, controversy, you want to say? You know, because T.I., I think you was talking about it. I think you might have listened to it. T.I.'s got, like, a podcast now. And I'm not a fan. I think I came home one time, and I think my wife was listening to one of the episodes while she was cleaning. I was like, oh, okay, T.I. got a, you know, a podcast. And she was like, yeah, you know, so I heard you talk about it. So here's my situation with T.I. I used to be a big fan of T.I. I'm still am, you know what I'm saying? But I'm a fan of old T.I., you know what I'm saying? I really, it was kind of like, how can I put it? I like young T.I., you know what I'm saying? Young, hungry T.I. is getting into the game, you know what I'm saying? Dropped a couple just dope albums way, you know, in the early 2000s that was just popping, you know what I'm saying? Atlanta representing. And you know, and then he had his run-ins with the law, you know what I'm saying? And I respect him. Don't get it twisted, you know what I'm saying? I definitely respect T.I. as a husband and a father figure and all that. But it just seemed like T.I. to myself now is kind of feeling himself, you know what I'm saying? Like, he just seemed like he's definitely an old soul, you know what I'm saying? And you know, to me, a lot of times, especially some of his political views and stuff like that. And then, like, now his music, I'm not really a big fan of his music as much anymore, because I feel like once you kind of cross into, like, you know, once I start seeing, because he's got his reality show, which I like. I like how they switch it up, T.I. and Friends or whatever. So they got, you know, a couple of different people on the show, Monica and her family and stuff like that. But I think once you kind of, like, once you start to really come off when that family type of a guy, it's hard for me to look at you as this trapper rapper, you know what I'm saying, because you're not in that lifestyle. Even though T.I. definitely, yeah, his resume speaks for him, you know what I'm saying? He did a couple prison bids or whatever, so he's definitely, you know, been about that life and lived that life. But to me, he's just kind of outspoken on certain things. And, you know, it came out that his oldest daughter, not the daughter that Tiny has, because that's not his particular daughter, his oldest daughter that he has himself. I don't think Tiny is not the mother of this one. This is from a previous relationship. Anyway, long story short, I think she's about to be turning 18 or something like that. So T.I. was saying, you know, I guess on his podcast that he be going with her to the gynecologist and making sure that her hymen is intact, making sure that she's still a virgin and all this other stuff. It was just kind of like, yo, dude, that's too much information. I think he's trying to be funny about it, but people was kind of weirded out about it. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Did you hear about that, Black? What you thought?
I actually.
You feel
listen,
that or what? I don't know. What's up?
I commend him because a lot of people don't understand because they don't have real daddies around. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like,
okay,
they didn't
okay.
have real
Come
daddies
on.
Around. They don't know how, you know, how that should be and so on and
you don't
so
think
forth.
That's a bit
that,
much,
first
though?
Of all, that's his daughter.
Okay.
That's his daughter.
All right. Right.
Second of all, you know, if more fathers was in their daughter's life in that manner, then maybe they wouldn't have, you know, what they got out here now. You know what I'm saying? Everybody aspiring to be an Instagram model at a very young age.
I agree with that. I get what you.
And she's not on Instagram, you know, right now, just
no,
because
she is.
How
she
that's
is.
His daughter.
She is.
And everybody got so much to say about what you're doing, she's no longer on Instagram. But guess what? Guess what's not going to change?
She was.
What's not going to change is him still checking up on his daughter, being the man that he is. T.I. was out here at a young age. He knew what he was doing to young women. Kudos to T.I. for stepping up and making sure that everything is okay. Not that he said it's wrong or right, but he has a very beautiful daughter. And these niggas are savages. You know what I'm saying? So he doing what he got to do for his child.
You were just saying, like, to the doctor, just let me know. That hymen's still intact? Okay. Wow, I mean,
yeah,
look,
like,
hey,
you know, that's his
own,
child,
like,
though. And guess
yeah,
what? Everybody can have
before.
Their opinion
like,
on
wow.
T.I. He's still going to do what he do for his child.
Nah,
she's very
oh,
well
no,
taken care
a
of. She don't have a care
that's
in this motherfucking
no,
world.
No, all his kids is on point. You can tell he's done a tremendous job raising his family, and I can't take that away from him.
A street dude, saying, exactly.
Yeah,
but these
girls,
they mad. Everybody mad because their father went in the picture. And if their father was in the picture, their father was barely in the picture, and he didn't care what they did and how they did it. You know what I'm saying? People want to criticize you for doing your job when they don't have the first idea how to do your job. How can a woman tell a man how to be a father? As long as he's not hurting her and he's doing everything to protect her, how is he wrong? I don't get it.
So what happens? So I just want to know what happens when he go there and that shit ain't intact no more. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm pretty sure that they gonna have a conversation about that though.
You know? All right. So you know, interesting. You know what I'm saying? And you know, and when you have a podcast much like the we do on the show, real talk, and you know, you put your life out there. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes when you put yourself out there, you know, you're gonna get some type of backlash and criticism and stuff like that. But I just thought it was interesting. So
and he said, as a matter of fact, how people took it so out of context, he was saying when she was 16, you know what I'm saying? He's 17. The girl is 18 years old now. And I'm not sure if he still go, but if he do, kudos to him. He's standing on top of his daughter. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How you, what the fuck, your opinion don't even matter. You know, people are just trolls. They so busy worried about what everybody else doing, but your son around here sucking dick. You know what I'm saying? Why don't you pay attention to your son, and maybe he will understand, you know what I'm saying, how to do things the right way. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you pay attention to your daughter, maybe she wouldn't be pregnant at 14, 15, 16 years old. Maybe she'll be in college doing her thing. You know what I'm saying? Pay attention to your children. Stop trying to worry about what somebody else doing. And that's the thing with this world today. Like, you know, in my, you know, rise to where I'm going, I don't think that, you know, I have to prepare myself for this because I'm very outspoken and I really don't give a fuck about how people feel, you know what I'm saying, about the way I do certain things. But keep in mind, it's certain things you just keep out the public eye. Why? Because it's none of their goddamn business. Everybody looking for something for you to say so that they can judge and X, Y, and Z. Everybody want to judge their shit. They horrible. Yeah, she going to judge you. She 35 and she a grandmother. Yeah, she going to talk about what T.I. doing. Yeah, she going to judge you. She had fucking five boys and all of them gay. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, she going to judge you. Her kids going to prison. Yeah, she going to judge you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
she couldn't even, her son do drugs. Yeah, she going to judge you when your family perfect and hers ain't. You know what I'm saying? So come on. Like, people going to talk because their life is miserable. That's the code to the game. So, you know, certain shit I just don't talk about in my life because I don't have time. And I sit down and I just really hurt somebody's feelings, and I've grown so much to not be that person anymore.
Definitely. That's what's up. Well, that was, you know, interesting. Nice transition. Speaking of T.I., you know what I'm saying? Kodak Black, you know what I'm saying? So Kodak Black, man, he got sentenced to 3 years and 10 months, man. And he got two more pending cases, man. So, you know, hold your head, Kodak. You know what I'm saying? He's one of the young cats that I definitely dig, but I can – he just, you know, just living that fast life, man, and it caught up to him. You know what I'm saying? So with that being the case, you know what I'm saying, the reason why I transitioned from T.I. to Kodak Black, because I hope – you know, because T.I., you know what I'm saying, when he was younger, and this one I was a big fan, you know what I'm saying, but, you know, a lot of times, you know, I'm a fan of the drama, I hate to say it, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, obviously it seems like more mature, got his things in order, but, you know, when you make it, you know, I'm a fan of the music first, you know what I'm saying, like, I can care less about, you know, what they doing in their real lives and stuff like that, like, I like the music, you know what I'm saying, a lot of times, when you live in that certain lifestyle, that's when the music is good, because it's like, it's authentic, you know what I'm saying? You can feel it, you know what I'm saying? So that's why, like, now I know T.I., like you just said, he's a good father. He's, you know, going with his daughter to freaking the gynecologist and all that type of shit. So he ain't out in the streets no more, you know what I'm saying? So it's not, you don't really feel it no more. Kodak Black, on the other hand, like right now, he's a young lion, so he out here, you know what I'm saying? So you feel his music because he's living that lifestyle, but it comes with a cost. You know what I'm saying? That lifestyle catches up to you. You know what I'm saying? And now he's got to do this bid. And I just hope he looks, Kodak Black, I hope he looks at a T.I. and see how T.I. changed his life around, got his things together. And T.I. is thriving in all his businesses. You know what I'm saying? I can't take nothing. You know, his paperwork is on point. You know what I'm saying? Like, definitely. You know what I'm saying? Took that street mentality, that street hustle, and just, you know, grand hustle. You know what I'm saying? And made it legit. You know what I'm saying? That's commendable. And same thing, I hope he looks at Gucci Man. You know what I'm saying? Gucci Man did the same thing. You know what I'm saying? He was living that lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? And Gucci Man, but this is the difference. You know what I'm saying? Like T.I., like he's totally family man and all that. Gucci, I still rock with. You know what I'm saying? So, like, Gucci, you know, like, he caught a nice balance. You know what I'm saying? But Gucci, same thing. You know what I'm saying? In and out of jail. Did a couple bids. That last bid, it seemed like he just reinvented himself. You know, came out, chiseled up. You know what I'm saying? Lost the gut. You know what I'm saying? Married his wife, and you know what I'm saying? It seemed like they living their best life. So I hope Kodak Black, you know what I'm saying? It seems like he's the next era of that. You know, T.I. set the stage for Gucci, and now Gucci for Kodak.
I don't know,
so,
man. I just don't think you can put Kodak Black and T.I. on the same pedestal whatsoever. So
or Gucci?
I'm gonna
what
have
about
to
Gucci,
disagree
man?
With that. They are two totally different beings and two totally different people. You know,
yeah.
Hopefully he do get it together, but yeah, I would not under no circumstances.
You,
even
I mean,
when T.I. was a thug, he was still smart.
Facts. Okay. Okay. What you think about Gucci Man? He seemed like he was doing a lot of stuff. Did you see Kodak did?
But yeah, his woman came along and helped him. You know what I'm saying? Mold life.
She definitely
back,
did.
You know, to being what it is. Listen. Let me tell you something.
Pull me on.
The next, the person that I be with, he going to have to cook, man. Ain't nothing sexier than a man that can cook. I had to throw that in there.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
listen,
real quick. Okay,
the,
I respect that, too, because you know what? I've been on my cooking game, too. Like I said, like, I'm just trying to be a vibe. You know what I'm saying? Like, my whole life, I'm just trying to turn into a vibe. Side note, before I get back to the chop up. Yeah, man, so I've been on my cooking shit, too. And it's like once you start cooking a couple meals, like, I don't know, my wife, I cooked some for her the other day, and she was kind of feeling it. She was like, oh, make sure you don't eat it all up. You know what I'm saying?
That
so
is
I'm like,
so
okay,
attractive
you,
to me,
you liked
man.
It. Okay.
Listen,
right.
The older you get, the more you change
you
the things that you like. You know what I'm saying? Listen,
yeah.
I like a man that know how to cook, man. I like a man that got a job, that can pay bills,
yeah.
And that know how to cook. You know what I'm saying? Listen,
yeah,
ain't nothing sexier than your man coming, you know what I'm saying, coming in the house saying, I'm going to cook today. And he cooks some collard greens and yellow rice and fried chicken, and the shit good.
Shit.
Now,
it's
you know what
good,
I'm saying?
Right?
Listen, man,
it's
listen. Boy, straight
yo,
forward.
Shout out to my cousin.
Yeah,
like, he's gonna
Kodak
be
Black
English,
and T.I.
Oh,
is different. People can change, you know, because Gucci changed. Gucci always was like a super business-minded individual. Kodak Black, he young. The difference is Kodak Black, Haitian.
Black,
these other guys.
Wait, hold on.
Not,
that ain't got nothing to do with nothing. Hold on. Come on.
I don't know,
you
man. He had a lot of trouble. Like, listen. The last time he went to jail, it was the stupidest thing ever. You had just got out. It's like you just get out of jail and you go right back to jail. You get out, you go right back to jail. Like, you keep doing stupid shit. You know what I'm saying?
I just feel like he got that wild boy mentality.
Gucci and T.I., they from Atlanta. So, yeah, you from the streets, but you seen all of these things around you. I hope that Kodak Black get it together. But right now, you know, he did the same shit. He got his GED last time he was in there. And, you know, he was looking like he was on the road to recovery. When you got a whole GED and your stupid ass went right back to feds, you know what I'm saying? Caught a gun charge. So I hope he do, you know, but I really don't care. So, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
I got you. Anywho, moving right along.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, man, pay attention to your surroundings. They did a big bus here in Georgia, and they are doing them around the country. They busted 13 people here a couple of days ago in Georgia. They all drove for Uber or Lyft, they were
human
trafficking ring. There are people that are just getting in Ubers and Lyfts, and, you know, they're trying to kidnap them. I do know Uber and Lyft, they do background checks on these individuals, so I'm not really sure what they're going to do in reference to, you know what I'm saying, you know, try to stop from hiring people like this. I don't know if these are just new people coming in for Uber and Lyft. I don't know if these people that have already been there but just have been infiltrated. It's, you know, for me, it was an eye-opener because, you know, I'm out here. You know what I'm saying? I've been riding Uber, you know, doing what I got to do. So that would be, like, the worst thing in the world, you know, to see something like that. So, ladies, be careful in the United States,
careful.
No matter where you are. You can't even ride Uber or Lyft. I just seen something on YouTube about a guy, well, somebody anonymously, okay? Somebody anonymously went and donated 200 kidneys to a hospital. And so you got to think, like, how the fuck did you get 200 human kidneys, okay? So
wait, hold on. That's
got to
be a case or something like that. Like, dude, he donated or not.
They
we got to do
somebody
a background check.
Somebody anonymously donated them.
Anonymously.
It could be that, okay, so really the human trafficking, is part prostitution and part organ harvesting. Like these people, they taking your organs. You know, how do you think they trying to? They talking about they trying to get, you know, men to be able to carry women. How they gonna get the wombs? You know what I'm saying, for the men to carry
women,
right?
Get
the
fuck
out of here.
For
men to carry babies, they gotta get the womb. So you know, a lot of these parts make a lot of money on the black market for these body parts, right? And here's the thing, you got police officers involved in this. You got the man that went to jail that was, you know, over that worked for the Child Protective Services. He's involved in this. You got a lot of high-ranking people that's involved with trafficking kids and minors, you know what I'm saying, in the United States. It's a very sick, fucked-up world that we live in. And it's just now breaking, and you see where the Epstein, you know, they did the thing and said, you know, Epstein didn't kill himself, he was killed. But of course, you didn't hear much more about that because they want to sweep it under the rug. Epstein was a billionaire, right? That was just into child pornography. You know what I'm saying? Because he was a billionaire, he had a chance on getting off. Somebody needed him dead. Because he had also the chance of his mouth.
Yeah, that's the thing. He was about to snitch to get off.
Yeah, and you're going to talk like these old white billionaire sick fucks love kids.
Here's the thing, it's nothing new. It's just being exposed now.
But this goes on overseas often, like every day. Yeah, you know, they are able to marry kids, you know, at 12 and 15 years old. So this goes on, you know, all the time over there. Just in America, these sick fucks, they don't know what to do. You know, these white people, they get these wives and they marry these white women not because of sex or because of love. They marry them to put on their shoulder for a business. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I tell you, marriage is a business. It's not for love. White folks marry for business. It ain't really love because these white folks like little kids and boys. That's what they like.
Period.com. Fuck with none of that. I don't fuck with none of that.
You know, it's just, and it has been that way. So, you know, just I wanted to just say that, man. Be mindful.
No.
In the Uber and the Lyft. Listen, baby, please, if you don't have a concealed weapon, you don't have concealed weapon license, get you some. Carry your weapons with you. Don't hesitate to blow a bitch's brains out when they trying to harm you and take you from your children because they don't give a fuck about you. It's time that as women, we fight back, we stand up, we stand into our power because they is not playing with us. They killing us. They trying to kidnap us. They trying to do everything to us. And as women, our men ain't going to stand up. These police went on for a couple of years killing our brothers on these streets, and they was A-OK, and they was getting off of it. Only when some of these police officers start going to jail and having to do time did they slow down on fucking with our black men. So as women, we have to set an example because we don't have anybody to have our back. Man, listen, get your concealed weapon license, honey. Do these motherfuckers in. Go ahead.
Real quick, before I'm a transition to that, especially you just talking about the police brutality. One quick thing I did want to just mention, you know, in retrospect, you've seen everything about the whole kidnapping and, you know, sex trafficking and then organ, you know, whatever. You know, it's funny, like when you, that's not funny, but now, you know, social media is so interesting that you can get plugged into certain different things, you know what I'm saying? Especially when people want to just try to, you know, just show certain things. So anyway, this person was, of course, but, you know, one of my interesting follows on IG, person works for like FedEx, and you can see like some of the things that, you know, get delivered, you know what I'm saying? Like, where it comes to like body parts and shit like that. Like, that shit is crazy. You know what I'm saying? So that shit is a real thing. So anyway, long story short, so just, like I said, be mindful of that type of shit. Always just, you know, check your surroundings. Have your head on a swivel, because you never know how, you know, shit be. You know what I'm saying? Or what type of shit. You know what I'm saying? Some movie shit. But anyway, so moving on. Colin Kaepernick. You know what I'm saying? Colin Kaepernick. You know what I'm saying? Like, so he was basically, you know, he had a tryout on Saturday. And here's the thing with Kaepernick, man. You know, because I'm a football fan. And straight up, you know, before I get into this, what Kaepernick did is always commendable. You know what I'm saying? I will always respect and fuck with Kaepernick. You know what I'm saying? As far as, you know, what he, you know, what he sacrificed. You know what I'm saying? Like, Black, you just touched based on a whole police brutality when, you know, people was getting killed, you know, a lot of Black males was getting killed, you know, in the last couple years, and just, you know, for things like Eric Garner and stuff like that, things that just shouldn't, it shouldn't have escalated to that point where the person lost their life. So it's definitely commendable what Kaepernick did. You know, he took the knee and started a whole, sparked a whole debate, you know what I'm saying? That's what it was for, to get people talking, you know what I'm saying? Because the NFL is big business, and I'm a big fan of the NFL, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I watch football, you know what I'm saying? I'm a big, huge fan. But I will say this, Kaepernick did make it seem like he wanted to play football again, and I commend him. Like, I do believe he would like to play football again, but he wants to play by his own rules. And unfortunately, the NFL is big business. It's a corporate sport. You know, it's, you know, the NFL is not going nowhere, and they do things a certain way. And so I guess what I'm getting at is, you know, he had a tryout. It was in Atlanta. It was going to be at the, you know, Atlanta Falcons facilities, top notch. And Jay-Z supposedly had something to do with it behind the scenes, because I think Jay-Z was getting some bad press for, you know, his involvement now with the NFL or whatever. So he wanted to, you know, like, all right, I'm in here, you know, talk to all these billionaires. Like, let me see what I can do for Cap. You know, that's just on the outside looking at, you know what I'm saying? And I think Jay-Z had a lot to do with hooking this up, this trial for Cap, you know what I'm saying? And all the teams were supposed to be sending a representative there for him to come and check out, you know, check him out. But Kaepernick, you know, at like about like an hour or two before the it was supposed to go down, he wanted to, instead of doing it at the Falcons facility, he wanted to go to like a local high school, and he wanted to have his own cameras there and stuff like that. Which I'm not knocking him for doing it, you know what I'm saying? That's his prerogative. But at the same time, remember it. This is like a job interview, you know what I'm saying? That's like if you're going to a job interview.
You're going left with it, so I'm gonna correct you when you're done. But keep going. What happened?
All right, so go ahead. So I mean, this is on the outside looking. So I want you to, you know, because we still got like, you know, about what?
The NFL decided that they did not want all of the media in. The NFL chose the Atlanta Falcons Stadium. So let's be clear. Jay-Z got Cap to, you know, be able to get back into the NFL. You know, Cap sued the NFL and he won. He's not supposed to be working for the NFL, but because Jay-Z took that big reputation hit, you know what I'm saying, he got him to be able to, you know what I'm saying, get back in the NFL, which Jay-Z had already said, what's next? Somebody got to get in the inside and work it. But we as Black people are so naive, and we just feel like everybody's selling out because you are communicating with the opposer. But how can you get to the opposer unless you get on the inside, okay? Kudos to Jay-Z. So the NFL came up with this list of things that they did not want, and so Colin changed the place. People still came out. The New York Giants have committed the New York Jets, I think. So I think he's going to the Jets. It was a lot of teams that wanted him.
So this is breaking news. Okay, because I didn't hear about this.
This came out right behind it. So, you know, they were making a big stake about it, but New York Jets gave him a commitment. Okay. Jets. Yeah, I'm thinking it's the Jets, right?
This is going to be continued next week on the world famous Chapel.
Yeah, the Jets gave him a commitment, and he changed it because they didn't want all media there. He wanted it to be transparent. You know, he wanted them to not bullshit where they could say, you know, they could make any excuses. And so he was like, I want transparency. Kudos to Cap. He did what he said he wanted. It was some teams that still went to the other facility. So, you know, they were like, oh, it's an hour away. And, you know, as he knew that they were going to do, because he's also filming a documentary or a movie or something. What he was trying to do was get his film crew in. So that's why he needed them to say it was open to all media, and they wouldn't. So then therefore his film crew couldn't go in. So he chose a different facility so that his film crew can get in and be able to film him.
Okay.
Also, like the waiver, they wanted him to sign like this waiver as if he already was working for the NFL instead of the normal workout waiver. Like the NFL was still trying to do things to make it difficult. So Colin Kaepernick did speak out. He did say what they wanted. His team spoke out and said that, you know, the NFL was doing things that was unconventional to what's supposed to happen. And so the last thing that I seen was the Jets, if I'm not mistaken. The Jets made a commitment with him. And if you talk, I'm going to pull it up right now.
Like I said, I'll definitely be, circling back on this topic next week because, you know, being that this happened Saturday, I'll definitely have some more information going into next week's show in reference to this. But, you know, like I said, it sucks, but then again, it is what it is. The only point I was just trying to make is what sucks is like when you go on a job interview, you know what I'm saying? Like you're interviewing to be with this particular company, corporation, whatever the case may be, you know what I'm saying? So because it's their interview and you're looking to possibly get hired to that particular organization or whatever it may be, they're going to set the tone. You know what I'm saying? All I'm just trying to say is if I got an interview with such and such, I can't just all of a sudden, you know, because I got some other interests, you know, say, all right, nah, you know what? Instead of us doing this.
Well, no, you know what? They said.
Go ahead.
It was 11 teams. So I'm looking at the one from one day ago. It was 11. It was 11 teams that had a commitment to go, and the Jets was one. More than 24 teams sent scouts to
the new place, or did they send scouts to Atlanta to the Falcons spot?
Him for a quarterback, so that he held his private one, and then they said that he's granting all 32 teams opportunity to scout and interview with him as a part of his attempt to return to football. So Kaepernick hasn't played in the NFL since 2017, long since attending his formal
But how many?
Here it goes. All 32 teams will reportedly be sent the video of Kaepernick's workout and the interview session, but in advance of the event, several franchises are already making plans to check in on the ex-Niners standout. According to Adam Schefter, 24 teams are now expected. We're expected to attend the workout. So basically what he did was he held his own workout, but then he sent the tape to everybody.
Okay. All right. Well, like I said, I'll have more on this, you know, next week or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's an interesting topic. But like I said, I guess more of the details will come out, you know what I'm saying, in the next few days as it gets, you know, dissected a little bit. So, you know, we got about 3 minutes left. So this is famous chop up, you know what I'm saying? So that was just a few of the topics. Like I said, I'm gonna have an extended chop up next week. Shout outs to my homie, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully everything goes well and, you know, he'll be able to join the show. But my name is Bravo. You know what I'm saying? You'll get a chance to kinda, you know, see more about me, like the cats I hang with and chill with, you know what I'm saying? Some of my homies from back in the day, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Cleveland. So, yeah, this is how we're going to do, you know, real talk with the news and lovely Black and Mo' Benz. You know how we do every single Sunday, you know what I'm saying, live, 9 p.m.
Yeah, I'm
going to
come
p.m.
in on the very ass end of the show. I might be able to say hello or something, but I'll be in on the last, on the end of the show. I'll step in about 10 o'clock. A little bit after 10 o'clock for next Sunday's show. We will still promote and run it just as normal. Make sure you check out my website in order to gain access to all of my social media platforms. That's the new MissLovelyBlack.com, TheNewMissLovelyBlack.com. Take it away, Mo.
All right, so fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Look, we creeping up on the Twitter joint. You know what I'm saying? It ain't like just freaking just killing it with like okay all types of followers, but you know I'm looking for quality over quantity. So you know, shout out to, you know, check us out on Instagram. I mean, I'm sorry, on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? So the Twitter handle is Real Adult Talk, and I spell Real Country. You know what I'm saying? TAWK, but that's how we do it with Black. And you know what I'm saying, we get it popping, we run the joint, and you know I like where that's going. So you know what I'm saying, definitely, you know, follow and tell a friend to tell a friend. You know what I'm saying, because you can always check out the archive shows there. If you want to put a face with the voice, you know, check me out on my Instagram. Like I said, you know, that's gonna be Mo Benz, MOBINNS. You can follow my regular Twitter. Same MOBINNS. Yeah, and then also too, you know what I'm saying, if you want to be on the show, you know what I'm saying, just slide in the DMs. Or you can still hit me the old school way, you know what I'm saying? You can email MOBINNS@gmail.com. But yeah, that's how we do, you know, every Sunday, real talk, real topics, adult topics, you know what I'm saying? Telling you how it is, you know what I'm saying? So definitely check us out and tell a friend. So yeah, that's it.
Peace.
Everybody be
good
safe.
Night, people.
We'll see y'all next week. I
see you guys next
peace,
week, and I've already tweeted the link out. Peace.
All right. That's it. All right. Good night.